When was the last time you allowed yourself to make a really big leap, to go all in on something that made you feel anxious, dizzy, like moving on the edge, and you did it anyway, and you came out on the other side thinking, oh my God, I had no clue what this would do. I had no clue what that would make me feel, what it would lead up to. Because a lot of times I see women bury their hunger. I see women saying things like, you know what, but I should be grateful because I have everything and blah, blah, blah. You do not have to be grateful all the time. You are allowed to be hungry. You are allowed to want more, but you also have to move. So, when was the last time you allowed yourself to make a radical move? Something that scared you? A lot of women do that once or twice, and then they just stop doing the scary things. When did you stop doing the scary things? Because if you don't keep showing up like your fucking life depends on it, and yes, it does, then you're gonna be stagnant. You're gonna find yourself bored in your own life and business. You're gonna find yourself resenting your business, your clients, your husband, your life, your environment, everything. You're gonna be bitter and it's toxic and it's dangerous. And yes, I'm being very clear in this podcast episode. You are meant to evolve. And I want you to cheat on yourself as much as possible. Ditch the whole authenticity conversation in the bin, like throw it in the trash. It's bullshit. It's rubbish. It's useless. You are not obliged to stay true to yourself. It's a trap. Don't stay true to yourself. Cheat on yourself with dot, 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 the next level of you as often as you can. If there's one thing that I allow myself to do, then it is contradicting myself as much as possible. I allow myself to say, you know what? Last week, I was so damn sure about this, but now I'm not anymore. Why? Because I've evolved. Last year, I was so very certain about this, but now I'm not anymore. I'm even allowed to say, I see that completely differently now. Why? Because I allowed myself to evolve. You are a work in progress. You are meant to evolve. You are meant to contradict yourself. You are meant to cheat on yourself with the next level of you, the next version of you. But you have to keep moving. Where did you bury your hunger? Where did you start saying things like, I don't know what I want? You know what you want. Every time you say that to yourself, you just don't want to admit what you already know. Why? Because it's easier. But the most dangerous thing you can do is to play it safe, to play small. It is not keeping you safe, it's making you vulnerable. I feel so much more in control when I'm not playing small. I've changed everything about my business in the last 6 weeks. I feel so very much in control doing that. I had a talk with my friend and she said, oh my God, I would be like in free fall. I'm like, no, I feel liberated. I feel free. I feel so alive, so good, so sexy. I feel so much more in control doing that than playing small. Doing what I've always done, try the five-step framework someone else is selling. I don't feel safe doing that. I feel so much more in control playing all in, making radical moves, because then at least I'm proactive. At least I'm the one being able to steer. At least I'm the one being able to influence the narrative. There's nothing more toxic than passivity, being passive. I don't know the word in English. There's nothing more toxic than being passive. Do not let that happen. When was the last time you made a bold, crazy move that made you feel like you're moving a little bit on the edge? A little bit scared. A little bit alive. Like you just had one glass of bubbly champagne. You know that feeling. I want to invite you to ask yourself that question. And I've been doing that. I just came back from 10 days of holiday. I was skiing with my family and then I went to Milan for a couple of days with friends. And I feel so good. I literally feel like a different person compared to last year. And that's the beauty of visiting places more than once, because you're able to see your own growth. You're able to see what has changed. You're able to look back and say, oh my God, I can't believe I put myself in such a box. I can't believe I obsessed about these things, because 1 year further ahead, they don't mean a shit. I've evolved so much. I've let go of so many things. I've ditched the strategies caging me in that I used last year. I was sitting in the lobby of the most beautiful ski hotel last year in February 2025, obsessing about unimportant stuff. I had just hired a super expensive funnel expert, trying to onboard her between breakfast with my family, going to the slopes, and my sauna session in the afternoon. And I was miserable, putting myself under so much pressure, trying to fit my work into the next funnel, the next five-step framework, obsessing about nonsense. But all of that is gone now. I do not deal in that area anymore. Why? And that is the million-dollar question, because I've made the internal work. I've made the identity work leading up to February 2026, where I can be sitting here on a Thursday afternoon. It's 10 past four. I can be just dropping this to you. I don't have to obsess about anything that I'm saying because it just pours out of me. I don't care if there's a mistake or I stumble upon my words. I just don't operate in that caged in area anymore. Why? Because I allowed myself to evolve, because I did the scary thing, because I allowed myself to change everything, because I allowed myself to contradict myself, because I'm no longer the woman I was 12 months ago. And it would be tragic if I was. Where are you not allowing yourself to really, really go for it? And I can tell you one thing. If you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling like you're running in circles, it's not because of your results. Do not look, do not obsess about your results. You are in control of your results. You want more money? Well, then sell more. Get another job, hire another client, be more, you know what to do. You are frustrated because you're not allowing yourselves to really, really go for it. That is an inner identity conflict right there. There are two identities within you fighting right now. One is your next level self. And one is an old self wanting to leave. So let it. And let yourself play so much bigger than you are right now. Don't play it safe. It's not going to keep you safe. It makes you absolutely vulnerable. Your frustration, your numbness, the feeling of emptiness, whatever you want to call it. We've all been there. Every woman listening here is a result of you not allowing yourself to know what you already know. As a result of you not moving as big as you could, not putting yourself out there, not letting yourself be seen. You will never be paid to lead if you don't let yourself be seen. Never. Where are you? Where are you? Show up today like your life depends on it. You don't have to wait for permission. You don't have to wait for clarity. Please do not wait for clarity. Clarity is a byproduct of you moving. You don't know what to do, then do something. Get in motion. And the clarity will come as a result of that motion. It will not come by you trying to think yourself into a new way of acting. It will come by you acting yourself into a new way of being. And the new way of being will fuel a new way of doing. That's how life works. I feel so free, so good, so progressive, so in my I don't give a shit area. In my life, I don't think I have ever felt this way before. And if you want to come with me, then do that. Click in a link, drop me a DM on Instagram at Female Purpose. You know how to find me. Write me an email. Join my private Telegram channel, The Identity Lab. It's a challenge, a free challenge. It's going to take place there starting on March 1st. So the 1st of March, we're going to dive into you. We're going to dive into you. It sounds very strange, but that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a look at who you want to be, what you want to express, what you want to create that only you can create. And if you know you have a calling on your life, now get your ass up and what are you doing if you're not joining? Join the challenge. It's a collaboration between you, me, and the other women. And we're going to move. Every woman in that space is going to have a very important role. It's not a challenge where we just post to post and I drop a boring audio. No, it's not that. It's a collaboration where you, I, and the other women move on eye level. I do not want to be coaching from above, telling you what to do. I do not want to be mentoring from a place of, this is my five-step framework. No, this is what you should do. I'm so done with that. It's boring AF and you don't need that from me. But you might want to need me to hold up the mirror for you now and then. And you might want to call yourself out on your own bullshit. And if this is a wake-up call to do exactly that, then thank me later and you're welcome. So today on this very normal, boring, and gray Thursday, you can decide to move 10x bigger. In my opinion, from my experience, you don't need an event like New Year's Eve to do that. It's the small moments when you wake up, you have a walk, you go to your favorite cafe, you get a croissant, you look in the mirror and you think, I should be moving so much bigger. So why not just start today?